Well, good morning, New Hope. It is such a wonderful time. 16 years ago, I was just starting to come to church. Didn't know where it was going to lead me. Didn't know how it was going to turn out. But all I knew is I needed something different in my life. And I wouldn't be able to be where I'm at, do what I do, if it wasn't for God. One thing, for my wife Christy, can you stand up? You know, she has loved me even when I wasn't like this. I was, you know, just filthy, dirty, what we call pilau. And she still loved me. Pastor Alex, who mentored me, and he still mentors me. And all of you here, I look at what we have, and I am like, wow, God, you are just so incredible to be able to use someone like me. Because I was telling Jaywin the other day, he's like, man, I am not the smartest one here. I just was the first one here. That's why I get to do this. And so many of you are smarter than me, but yet you come each week and you hear what God has to say. And I am so grateful that I get to do this. And, you know, look around and just tell your neighbors, thank you. Thank you for being a part of this fellowship. Because we have such a wonderful thing here. You know, a lot of times we go away for seminars and classes, and there's always this one class. It says, it's always like how to break down the walls of the different races. And I think you're like, wow, we don't never need to do that here in Hawaii, because we're just all mixed up. We are. We have all different types of people. We have young, we have old, we have educated, we have uneducated. We have young ones, we have doctors, we have teachers. We got everybody in here. We got Japanese, Chinese, Hawaiian, Caucasian, Portuguese, man. And I think the best thing about all of us coming together is the food. Think about it. We got the best. We got the Hawaiian food. We got the pateles. We got the laulau. We got the sashimi. We got everything. The best of the Filipino food, man. How's that? Man, we got the best of everything here in Hawaii. And I am so thankful. You know, when we go to the mainland, people ask, where are you from? You know, when you go to the conference, where are you from? Oh, Hawaii. You guys got any openings? Can I turn in an application? They always ask me that. When I was going to conferences with Pastor Alex, you guys got openings? Oh, no, but we already have a wonderful pastor. Thank you. 8 years. 8 years we've been doing this thing, and it's been such an exciting journey. There is never a dull moment. Many people have come and gone. Some people have moved on to other churches. Some just stopped coming, and I try to contact them to ask them to come back and join us. Each one of you are here today to celebrate this wonderful occasion. And, you know, thank you so much for being a part of this fellowship. I love this place. And all of you is part of my family now. And I love to hang out with you. I love to talk story with you. I love to go fishing with you guys all. And some of us, some of our loved ones who were here, they moved on. They're in heaven now. You know, a handful of our members. I mean, and I was like, wow. And you, all of you here, you let me into your family. You let me do your baby dedications. You let me do your weddings. You let me do your funerals. You let me into every part of your personal lives. And I think that, you know, for people to trust someone else, not family, to come in and be with you in your moment of joy, in your moment of sadness, I think, I always think like, wow. I am like, just like, so honored to be a part of your life. And I thank you so much for being a part of this fellowship. You know, when I came here, it's kind of like a selfish thing, because I never wanted a big church, because I wanted to keep you all to myself. You know, so I could just like hold all of you, because if we had like 500, I wouldn't be able to hold all of you. But it's kind of a selfish thing. I said, oh, God, keep the church like this. But then in the end, I said, you know what, God, I cannot do that. It is totally up to you, whatever you want to do. You know, we have this wonderful fellowship here. And you go out every week, and you like this place, so you can, you know, tell your friends, hey, come check us out. Because, you know, when your friend comes in these doors, we're not going to go look at them and like, oh, rich, no, poor, or homeless, or, oh, he was in jail, so... You know, we're just going to love them. We're going to hug them. People come here. One guy, he used to take off his shirt after service. And we, all of us guys, we were going to just take off our shirt after service just so that he fits in. But the thing about, I loved it. He took off his shirt after service and nobody said anything. We just loved him. We welcomed him. It was like, wow, that was so cool. You know, we get to share what we have here. And unlike food, when you share food, right, it's going to be gone. It's going to disappear. But when you share God, it's not going to be gone. You just have more of him. Amen? 8 years we've been serving the Lord here. And we bring our best gifts here to serve one another. We bring our first fruits to offer to God as like a pleasing sacrifice. 8 years may seem like a long time, but man, these past 8 years just flew by so fast. Because, I mean, there is a lot of joy, there was a lot of tears, a lot of food. And it's amazing that with all the food that we consume here each week, my waist went from 32 to 29. I don't know. That must be God. Wednesday night, I put on a pair of jeans Wednesday night to come to church. And when I put in that jeans, it was like baggy. It was a 32 or something like that. And it's like, it looked like I was swimming in there. And I, over the years, I have lost weight, and I told you why. Because the medicine I take, the side effects, and all of you come up to me, I say, what is that? Because I want some of it. But God has been so good to us. I made my share of mistakes here. But yet you guys give grace, and you guys give understanding. You know, if I offended anybody in any way, know that it was not on purpose. And if I did, just let me know, so I will not do it again. I'm not sure why God chose me out of all the qualified people in Hilo, but I thank God he did, because I love serving each and every one of you. You guys all mean so much to me. And the joy from seeing you each week gives me the motivation to try and do things better. Not to please you, but to please God. And to present the best possible environment for you to succeed. I love this place. And each year we keep doing ministry. We have grown in the past year. When we started doing church, we just had church right here. Sunday morning, church, go home. That was it. And over the years, we had church. Then we had food, clean up, and then go home. Now we have church, we have food, we have Wednesday night, we have classes in the morning. We have a women's ministry that's going to meet this Saturday at 8:30 right here. They're going to watch The Armor of God by Priscilla Shire. They're going to be doing that for the next several weeks. We have men's ministry this Saturday at 5:30. We have Wednesday service, dinner at 6, service at 6:30. We have youth one Saturday a month, and now we have every Sunday. We have our children's ministry. Man, we have grown, and we are doing the things that God wants us to do. Amen? And all of you get to be a part of that. We support missions around the world. We do so many things here, and we are growing. Our part of our mission statement is to put on the attitude of Christ. And number one, keep learning. Man, we need to keep learning. And what, have you ever thought of what would happen if one day you woke up and you stopped learning? What would you think that would be like? I think that would be like being dead. I mean, now more than ever, I am learning so much more because I am reading more. I try to pay attention to what God is saying more. And never more in my life have I been hearing God in what he's trying to tell me. The last 3 or 4 weeks, I've been hearing God and the direction that he is leading me. And you're going to hear it coming up because at the last few weeks, God has been speaking like volumes to me. It's like he's shouting at me and it's like, wow. He is talking to me about prayer. And I was thinking like, man, if our prayer life is substandard and it's not where it should be, I think like, wow, that is on me because I am not communicating that enough. And over the last week, everything I've been hearing was like prayer, 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 prayer. And I was like, wow, God. And, you know, I'm like, wow. And I'm just like trying to read books now, more books on prayer. And I've been hearing what he's been saying. And everything I've been hearing has been about prayer. And so I am learning new things because this is what the Lord told me at the beginning of the year. You need to learn because I cannot give you guys leftovers. You guys don't deserve leftovers. You guys deserve fresh food. The only way you're going to get fresh food if I get fresh food. Amen? If I learn something new, then I can teach you something new. But if I don't learn anything new, you guys going to get the same sermons every year. And next thing you know, only I'm going to have my family right here. Because you guys said, oh, I ate that already. You ever tried eating leftovers for the whole week? You know, you make one big pot of beef stew. Nobody comes home except for you and your wife. And you try to eat, no matter how good your beef stew is, Monday is okay, Tuesday, Wednesday, by Thursday, by Friday, like, oh, I'm tired of this. I'd rather just go McDonald's. Right? And God has been telling me that I got to learn more and fresh so that I can give you what you deserve. And you guys deserve prime rib. Amen? Some of you would ladies say, no, I like salad. Well, yeah. And so God is telling me, Scott, I put you here. Now you better start learning new, fresh things so that I can feed you new, fresh things and not the same old things that I've been telling you every year. Every year on our anniversary, every year Easter, every year Christmas, every year Thanksgiving, every year Valentine's Day, so I can teach you new things and new perspectives of things. And I was like, wow. You know, when you go fishing, and if you catch one, if you're fighting one fish that's hooked on a lure, and it comes off, most likely you will not catch that fish on the lure again because the fish is going to be smart. I'm not going to fall for that again. Once in a while, you will catch a fish that has done that because I have caught a fish with somebody else's hook in the stomach. How I know? Because when I clean it, I get hooked. That's the dumb guys who just don't learn. They never learn from getting hooked and getting away that they're falling. And you know, the devil will do that to us if we fall for the same traps over and over and over again. Man, he's going to eventually one day hook us, and we need to learn his scheme so we don't fall for it. We need to be constantly, every day, every morning when you read your word, we need to learn new things, apply new things. Because if we stop learning, then what's the sense of living? Amen. Okay, so number two, we need to keep giving. Not just of tithes and offerings, but of ourselves, of our gifts, of our talents. Philippians 4:17, not that I seek the gift itself, but I seek the profit which increases to your account. Other people were always important in Paul's mind. And he was not looking for a gift here, simply to satisfy his own needs. He wanted credit to come to the account of the Philippian church. And since these people had already helped him in so many ways, Paul did not want them to think he was looking for more from them, because he had received from these people, the Philippians, full payment, all the money they had sent. So he was then thriving, and he was supplied. He had his needs. What they had sent to him with this guy Epaphroditus had an effect on both him and God. For the gifts were like sweet offerings, acceptable sacrifice that was pleasing to God. And God would, in return, bring that back to the Philippians. They had helped Paul. They had met his needs. Now God was going to say, like, you know what? You helped him. I am going to meet your needs. When we give to those in need, man, it not only benefits them, but it benefits us as well. You know, I love giving things, because when I get to give things, it is so fulfilling for me. It is so rewarding for me. I enjoy it. This past Monday, I got to cook dinner for one of our ladies in our church who is hurt. And I got to cook dinner for her, and I dropped it off with her daughter to take it to her. And they were telling me, thank you. And I was saying, no, thank you. Because it feels so good to be able to serve and to give someone else. God is that kind of God. Those of you who call New Hope Easter Way your home and give of your tithes and offering, you know that all that blessings will be added to your account. It's just not, it's not all about money, but it's about giving of yourself. Romans 12:1. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. God wants each and every one of us to offer ourselves, not goats and not sheep anymore, as a living sacrifice, every day laying aside our own desires to follow him, putting our energy and our resource at the hands of God to be used for his disposal, trusting him to guide us. And we do this out of gratitude that we have been forgiven. And that's why, you know, God has forgiven me. He has changed my life. And it is just an incredible journey. I was on Oahu on Friday evening, and I was at a conference, and I was standing at this counter, and I was ordering one of the sessions that we just got out of was Priscilla Shire, the lady in the war room, and I wanted to get this teaching because she talked about the armor of God, and I wanted to get that for my wife. So I'm standing at the counter. Jaywin is on the side, and this guy is trying to help me. And Jaywin was telling me, this guy is looking at you like funny. He's like looking at you like... And then he looks at me, he tells me, hey, tell what? You used to work at Times. I go, yeah? And then he looks at me, and I was like, what's your name? So his name, oh, my name is Scott. So I'm like, Scott. I said, what's your last name? He tells me his last name, and like... Oh my, I used to go drinking with this guy all the time. We used to get so drunk, and I'm looking like, wow, you're at this conference and you're volunteering. I'm like, wow, that is so awesome. We're on the same side now. Before, we were so far off. We were in the bars every night drinking, getting drunk after work, go work the next day, and the same, we were. And I look at him, he looks at me, and it's like, wow. And we're over there, both of our jaws drop, like, bro, you're the last person I thought I would see here. And he's thinking like, wow, you're the last person I thought I'd see here. And then Jaywin has to open his mouth. He goes, hey, you know he's our lead pastor. And his jaw more hits the ground. And I was like, holy smoke. And I was like, I can't believe it. He said, yeah, I just moved back from California. I was serving at Saddleback Church in the Irvine campus. And I was like, God, you are just amazing. You know, because I haven't seen him in 1986 was the last time I saw him. And I didn't even recognize him. His hair was all messy and spiked, and my hair just all turned white, but he recognized me, and I was like, I was like, wow, God is so amazing. It was like, just like, holy moly. And I love God. He was serving the Lord. He was like, wow. He was, I mean, we were just so amazed. And it was like, you know, over the last 15 years, I've been able to give myself to serve the Lord. And I am so grateful. And then the next part, the next one is we got to keep loving. We got to keep loving. God is love. Amen. 1 John 4, beloved, let us love one another. For love is from God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God. For God is love. By this love of God was manifested in us that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, then you and I, we are to love one another. Man, we all know that love is important, but love, sometimes we think of it, that might be a thought, or might be a feeling. In reality, love is a choice and love is an action as it's shown. And God is the source of that love. God loved us enough to send Jesus for us. And Jesus is our example of what it means to love. Everything he did, his life and death, was loving. The Holy Spirit gives us the power to love. He lives in our heart. He makes us more and more like Christ. See, God's love always involves a choice. A choice and an action. Our love should be like his. We here at New Hope East Hawaii, we do things well in displaying God's love in the choices we make and the actions we take. You know, Sunday morning we come here, we set up church, and then we pray. And my prayer is, God, use our hands to be your hands, to be your love. So when the people come in, they will not see us loving them, but they would see Jesus loving them. Amen? And we try our very best to do that. We try our very best to get all of you to say, hey, look at Jesus. Don't look at me. I'm just a messenger. You know, we have loved everyone who God has sent through these doors. And we just have this special, special thing here that no matter who comes through these doors, we would love them because we know that God sent them here. Amen? And if you had felt that love, man, thank God. Thank God that he showed you his love. Amen? Number four, keep multiplying. Multiplying in numbers. Some of you guys multiply by having more kids. That's fine. You know, I think we must have like 3 or 4 pregnant people in this church now. 1, 2, 3, 4, I think. We have 4. 1 with twins. So that's 2, 3, 4, 5 people we're going to grow by this year. Yeah, that's amazing. 2 Timothy 2:2. The things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Man, we love to do that. Every Sunday morning, 8 o'clock, we have this class. We learn stuff that we can take and teach to others. That's what we are commanded to do here. You know, traveling with Paul, Timothy had heard the apostle teach multitudes of diverse audience. And among all these groups, the heart of Paul's message had not changed. It was the same body of truth Paul had taught Timothy personally. So here is Paul, this amazing apostle. And he has Timothy on the side. And wherever Paul goes, Timothy follows. And Paul teaches Timothy. He's like, wow, that is amazing. That is incredible. That is good. So the things that he hears, he now can teach to others. And, you know, like Pastor Alex, Paul, and I was like Timothy, following Pastor Alex wherever he would go. He would tell me, hey, Scott, come on, let's go bless this house. What? Yeah, let's go. The first time he said, let's go because we got to go to this house. We got to pray because they're seeing stuff inside here. And I was thinking, like, holy moly, he's taking me. Why is he? So he takes me, and my first experience, I'm in the house with them, and I'm watching. He takes out his anointing. He prays over the place, and then thank you. Then he leaves like, wow, that is incredible. He takes me to the mainland. I sit, and I'm like, wow, I learned stuff, and I take it with me. And I was like, wow, this is just like Moses and Joshua. So now he taught me, and now I get to do this. And now what I am doing is I'm bringing like Jay Wynn along, Grant, and some of the other guys. We are doing these things, and I'm trying to get them stuff that they can, I can entrust them with this gospel, because I know that, man, I am 53 years old, and I'm getting older. I get aches and pains. These guys are the younger ones, because when I'm not around, that message is still going to carry on. And this church will still be. I tell you what, if I died right now, this church will still continue. Because we have entrusted this faith to faithful men who will also teach others. Now with Paul, he's getting that to the end of his own ministry. What Timothy had heard from Paul, he now entrusted to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others. This has come to be known as the ministry of multiplication. And that's what we need to do. We need to multiply leaders, multiply churches, multiply disciples. And it doesn't stop. I wouldn't want to be the guy who said, Christianity stopped with Pastor Scott and it became extinct because he never entrusted the gospel to others to share. Man, I entrust all of you with the good news. All of you to go out and share with your friends. Because I don't want to be the guy like, oh, well, it ended with him because he never equipped the children to do ministry. He never equipped the men, the women, the youth, so that nothing multiplied. It just died. Today, our 8th anniversary, I want to encourage each one of you to build, to invest, to strengthen, and most of all, each and every one of us, we are to be the church. Amen? Because who is the church? You are the church. Right? The church is not this building. This is just a building. Church begins when you leave. That's when it begins. That's what I learned. We are the church. We are the body. The body, the heart, the mind, the arms, the feet, the voice of Jesus. Because when he left, he put us in charge. Amen? This morning, we're going to end with this. I want to ask Uncle Yuki to come. Uncle Yuki has been like the faithful guy every Sunday, opening up these gates, coming in here, making ready the coffee, and he's like the first one here and almost the last one to leave. And we do devotions every week. And he has so many encouraging words. I just wanted him to share with us an encouraging word. Would you welcome Uncle Yuki?
Good morning. You know, he's saying that 8 years is so short. It has gone by. For me, it's 30 years. And I've been serving from the beginning. And what God has done for me is so incredible that there's no way I'm going to stop serving. One of the things that early on, I had chronic low back pain. And somewhere along the way, it was gone. And because Pastor Wayne was my mentor, he explained probably why it was gone, because I served without complaining, running errands, answering telephone, making copies, cleaning the office, whatever small things needed to be done. And he told me how valuable that was. And another thing I was doing was giving of my tithes, offering. When I came to the church 30 years ago, I was in deep debt, even including my credit card. About 14 and a half years later, maybe a little more, it was gone. And the Lord helped me on that, because there's no way I could do it on my own, living on a small retirement and Social Security. But I've been serving right through, and that's a good thing, because Pastor Wayne always told me, when you serve, there's value to it. You don't realize what you're doing, but actually, you're doing a great thing. And to me, oh, I was just doing what I was told to do. But I'm so glad that I'm here now, 4.5 years. That's a long, seems a long time, but very short. And I took that word that Pastor Wayne gave me, said, okay, continue serving. Take it with you. So I've been through Pastor Wayne, Pastor Jim Ritchie, Pastor Alex here, and then also we had Pastor Sheldon Laxina, and then I came here 4.5 years ago, and I'm still doing what I did back then. But I've seen the blessings. So I encourage you folks, just whatever your gift, your talent, use it. Doesn't have to be here, because church starts when you leave the gate, as he said. So, but thank you. That's my word for you this morning.
Thank you, Uncle Yuki. I love you. You know, if you ever get to sit down with him, listen to his stories. He has stories about when the tsunami came, and he can tell you about the lava down Kapoho. He has so much stories. He can tell you about all the different pastors serve, and he knows his scripture. He can tell you what scripture is where, and he is just like a library. And he's wonderful. Get to know him. I'd like to ask the worship team to come back up and join us. And for each one of us here, maybe while they're coming up, we can pray. You know, if we New Hope Easter Warrior, we believe in presenting the gospel to you, each one of you, so that if you have never asked Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, that we present you with this opportunity, because it is very important. We don't know how long we're going to be around. So would you bow your heads and close your eyes? And if you need to accept Jesus, would you pray this prayer with me? With your heads bowed and your eyes closed. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. I repent of my sins and I turn to you. Come live in me. Change me. Cleanse me. Make me the person you want me to be. I receive you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, would you hold up a hand? Anybody out there? God bless you over there. Anybody else? God bless you back there. Anybody else out there? You may put your hands down. Lord, you have seen the hands. Man, what a great way to celebrate our anniversary, by someone saying yes to you. And out of everything, that is the greatest celebration of all, when someone comes to say yes to you as your Lord and Savior. And let that be the focus of this church, leading people into a long-lasting, loving relationship with you. And I pray for each one of us here that as we celebrate and as we go on, Lord, that we would know that we are the church. We are the church. We bring the message of good news to a dying and hurting world. So, Lord, we thank you so much. We love you. We pray in Jesus' name. And all God's people say, amen. Give the Lord thanks.